Hey guys, welcome back. Happy Friday. So today we are going to talk about consistency. I get asked all the time if I could say, like, what is the number one thing you need to focus on when you're dieting? What would it be? And honestly, as simple as it sounds, it is consistency. It is everything. If you are not consistent with a deficit, then you are not going to see progress. So I've got 5 tips that I'm going to give you today that are going to help you with your consistency for when you're dieting. These are in no particular order, so we're just going to jump right in. The first one, and I've talked about this a lot here lately, but it is periodizing, choosing when you are going to diet. So it is literally looking at a calendar and figuring out when you're planning your dieting phase. I recommend doing this for the year. Keep in mind that for some people, depending on how much weight you have to lose, if it's just a few pounds, your dieting phase might be like 8 weeks, you know, maybe 12 weeks long, where you have some people that might need to diet for 16 to 20 weeks. If they have a significant amount of weight to lose, and then they might need to go to maintenance and then cut again later. So that is the, what I say, periodizing your nutrition. And I do have a whole podcast on this. But when I say periodizing your nutrition, that's what I mean. I mean, looking at your calendar and figuring out when you are going to implement your cutting phase, your dieting phase, when you're in a calorie deficit. But the point in doing this is that you are looking to see when is going to be the best time for you to be consistent and adherent to a calorie deficit. So yes, we all want to lose weight yesterday. We want to start a diet tomorrow. But the fact of the matter is, it may not be a good time for you to diet. So for me, for example, dieting through the summer, usually I'm not in a deficit in the summer, but when I diet, like right now, I've been on a cut for like 5-6 weeks, maybe not even that long. And I'm just about to wrap it up, but I can be super consistent during the summer because I'm really busy, usually outside a lot. And when I get hot, like if I'm laying out in the sun or swimming, I tend to not like get hungry cause I'm just really hot. So it's easier for me to adhere to lower calories during that time because, I'm usually really busy and outside a lot. So some people though, during the summer, they travel a lot. Maybe they're on the lake a lot and they like to drink and be social and go sit on patios, and have cocktails. So dieting then probably isn't the best idea for those people because they are typically using more calories, because they're more social and having some drinks, appetizers, things like that. So, when you are looking at a calendar, you are looking to see when you have things going on, whether it's vacations, trips, if you're going to be traveling a lot for work, maybe it's, you know, during the summer, you do not want to be dieting when you know that you want to be more social and be able to enjoy, you know, going to the lake and sitting by the pool and having a drink. So looking at those things so that you can see when you're going to implement your cut, when you are able to be the most consistent with your calorie deficit. So again, you're trying to avoid times where you have lots going on. So that's really important. The first thing, if I had to say, like, if I was putting these in order, that would be the very first thing I would recommend, is that you are setting yourself up for success by looking to see when you can be the most adherent to your calorie deficit. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I'll say, and it kind of ties into that, would be to audit your environment. So this is, and this can be people too. So it's what you are surrounding yourself with, who you're surrounding yourself with. If you are keeping things in your house that make being consistent with your deficit hard. So maybe it's that, when you buy bags of chips, you have a hard time portioning those out and you just want to stand and eat directly out of the bag. Don't keep bags of chips. Buy small individual packs, or maybe take that bag and go ahead and section it out into Ziploc bags of single serving sizes. So it's really auditing your environment to make it conducive to your, you know, whatever you're working on. So if that's being in a dieting phase, you want to keep things out and away and, you know, out of eye level, that are going to make staying consistent hard. So keep those things out of the house, or you're just setting yourself up to be able to adhere to your deficit. So to be able to be consistent. So again, that's keeping, you know, the good foods and things that you like to snack on in the house, but maybe it's making sure that they are in like smaller portion sizes. I've talked about this on a podcast before. But if you can buy like 100 calorie, you know, pack servings or individual size bags of chips, whatever that looks like. The same thing goes with people. If you have people that you hang out with, that it's easy for them to talk you into eating things you wouldn't want to or drinking more than you would want to or, you know, whatever that looks like, maybe dial back the social settings. I'm not saying, you know, be a hermit and don't go out, but it might be that you limit, you know, eating out. If you know you're going to be dieting for 6 to 8 weeks and usually you go out 2 or 3 times to, a week to eat, you know, with somebody or whatever, maybe it's that you go out once a week. So it's, you're still doing the thing, you're just scaling back. And if you have a significant other or a really close friend that you can just say, hey, I'm, you know, trying to diet for the next however many weeks. Like, I really want to get in and get out, and I want to be successful and be consistent. I don't want to yo-yo. Like, I need you to help support me in this. Let them know so that they're not the one that's like constantly, you know, nagging like, oh, you're no fun anymore. You can't go out and eat and, you know, whatever that looks like. We all have those people. So try to limit, I know that sounds so bad, not limit contact, but it's really just letting those people know what's important to you and why it's important. And understanding that just because it's important to you doesn't mean it's going to make sense to them. But if it's someone close to you and it's important to you, then they should be able to understand like, okay, I'm not going to push those buttons because, you know, she's trying to do this thing. So, again, just auditing your environment, making sure that you're setting yourself up for success with the people that you hang out with, the food that you keep in the house, things like that. The next one is meal timing and frequency and having a schedule. So, while I don't like recommend eating, like based off of a meal plan, you can create your own, I'm doing the air quotes here, meal plan, so to speak, based on the foods, like pre-planning your, you know, day in advance. So like sitting down, taking 10 to 15 minutes and going ahead and like pre-logging your meals for the next day, and knowing like what time you're going to eat and having a consistent schedule. So there's some people I'll talk to that are like, I get really busy and I won't eat all day, and then I come home and I want to eat everything in the house, and then the next day they can eat like a normal day. Where, you know, having eating at similar times every day really does help with consistency. This is why a lot of people struggle with weekends, because our schedules are different. You know, most people, if you work a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday, you're off work on the weekend. Maybe you sleep in. Maybe you stay up later. Maybe you're gone from the house longer. So your eating like times are usually different. And this is where people struggle, because it kind of throws off their schedule. And then they're just like, whoa, I just do whatever. And, you know, they don't plan well because it's not, you know, the norm, if that makes sense. So like Monday through Friday feels very like robotic on autopilot, because, you know, you're used to doing the exact same thing every day. It's kind of like, what's the movie, Office Space. But so, you know, thinking along those lines, like how can you make your weekend more seamless with your, you know, week? So as far as eating goes. So, for me, I literally eat on the same schedule every day of the week. And my body tells me if it's the weekend and I'm like, I am starving, I need to stop what I'm doing. Like, I have to have dinner like by 6-ish. Like, if it's past 7, I'm like an old lady. Like, I literally have to eat like the early bird special. So I'm one of those that like, it's like clockwork for me. Like, I know when it's time to eat. But that does help with consistency because you're used to eating around the same time. Now, I'm not saying you have to eat the same thing every day. Like, obviously, it helps if you eat a lot of the same types of foods. But when we're talking about consistency, just really having that schedule and the times that you eat and, like, the same number of meals each day is very helpful with keeping things consistent. The next one I'm going to say on here is don't make your deficit too aggressive. So this is where people will just, like, come out of the gate guns a-blazing and they're like, I'm going to eat 1,200 calories and I'm just going to like lose all this weight in 3 days. It's not necessary and it's not going to happen like that. So understand that you can still have an aggressive deficit, and these are just arbitrary numbers I'm putting out there. But for a lot of people, like 1,800 calories is probably a really aggressive deficit. And there's some people that I will tell, like for the shred, and I'm like 1,800 calories, and they're like, that's way more than I'm eating. I can promise you, if you're eating that amount, you would be losing weight. The problem is people don't track their weekends, so they don't factor that into their average. They don't track things like alcohol, oil, and butter. They eat out a lot, so they're estimating. So again, there's so much human error and inconsistency with their tracking that they're actually eating more than they realize. So when they hear 1,800, it just sounds so crazy high. When in reality, they're actually eating more than that on average, or again, they would be losing weight. So again, just knowing what is an aggressive deficit for you, and that will allow you to be consistent. So you're not going to have that yo-yoing and that like restrict all week and then binge on the weekends, or, you may white knuckle it for a few weeks and then just the wheels fall off because you're so hungry. So I've been there. I've done that. I used to do that for years, you guys. And then I would start over on Monday. I'm like, oh my God, I ate like an asshole this weekend. Like, I'm just going to go back Monday and like go back to 1,500 calories. And I'm going to just try even harder this time. The thing is you don't need to try harder. You need to be smarter. It's literally knowing what is an aggressive deficit for you. Again, 1,200 calories for the majority of people is entirely too little food. There are obviously outliers. I say this every time. Some people, older or petite females, that will need to diet on that amount, but the majority of people will be dieting on more than that amount. And so with that said, 15 to 20% from your maintenance calories is an aggressive deficit. If you want to be more moderate, you could go anywhere from like 10 up to 15%, but know when you get to like 15, 20, 25%, that's very aggressive. And so starting there, from your maintenance calories, deduct anywhere from 15 to 20%, then that is going to put you in an aggressive deficit, but it's going to allow you to be more adherent than it would if you were trying to diet on something crazy like 1,200 calories. And then the last one I have on here, and this one is the most important for me, it is keeping in foods that you enjoy. So this one is so important because think about it. A lot of people have a hard time adhering to their plan because they'll either remove all carbs because carbs are bad and they're, going to be able to lose weight if they do keto or low carb, when they actually love carbs and they love fruit and they love to, have rice cakes and bread and whatever. So it's literally making it even harder for you to stay consistent because you're taking out something that you really love. So what do we do when we're told we can't have something? We think about it forever and then we have to have it because we're told that we can't have it. So it's the same kind of thing when when you're dieting. When you're told that you can't have carbs or you can't have sugar or dairy or gluten or whatever it is, diet soda, whatever. If you're told that you can't have that thing, you're naturally going to want to have it more. So this is why I preach everything in moderation, guys. All foods fit. It may not be a whole pizza. It might be two slices of pizza, but all foods fit. You just have to make compromises and think portion control and moderation, not just cutting things totally out. So that one I feel like is probably the biggest thing for me was when I started counting macros and realizing that I didn't have to diet on, 1,200, 1,300 calories and I could diet on a much higher amount. That was the biggest thing to help me with consistency. And then realizing that I could eat whatever I wanted. I just had to scale back on the serving size of it. I didn't have to cut out ice cream or donuts or candy, Reese's, things like that. Again, I might not be able to have it every single day. I might not be able to have the full like serving size of it. It might just be smaller portions, but I don't have to totally eliminate it. And knowing that those foods are still there for you when you get done with your diet, and you can have more of them, like as far as like the serving size, is helpful to keep in mind too. So it's not like, you know, you're giving that up forever. So I'm going to run through those one more time. And I hope that I really do think that these are going to be some light bulb moments for you guys. So the first one was periodizing your cutting phase. So mapping out when you are going to cut for the year and making that decision based on when you can be the most consistent and adherent to a calorie deficit. The second one was auditing your environment, whether that is people, whether that is foods in the house, you know, making it the most conducive for you to be in a dieting phase, and really like leaning on people to be support systems and let them know why it's important to you so that they can not, you know, taunt you or tease you or try to talk you into things you wouldn't normally do. Then we talked about meal timing and frequency and really having a schedule and trying to adhere to that daily, and not just like a Monday through Friday so that the weekends get crazy. The next one was not making your deficit too aggressive. And then lastly, it was keeping in foods that you enjoy. So do not eliminate things that you enjoy that are, you know, it's going to make you miserable or, you know, make it harder to stick to your diet. So I hope this one's helpful. And as always, I appreciate you guys for being here, and I will talk to you guys next Friday.